In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It was 2004, 16 years ago. A 24-year-old man was riding a bus from Chicago to New York City. The bus had stopped over in Pittsburgh for an hour. And while that 24-year-old man was sitting on a bench there in the bus station, a woman came rushing out of the ladies' room carrying a tiny baby in her arms. She walked over to this man and immediately looked at him and said to him, "Would you please hold my baby for a moment? I left my purse in the ladies' room." Well, he did. He took that baby into his arms. But as the woman suddenly headed for the front door of that vast station in Pittsburgh, he saw her dart out into the street and disappear in the crowd of people. That 24-year-old couldn't believe what was happening. He rushed to the door to call out to her to stop, but he couldn't see her anywhere. Standing there in the bus station, he began to think to himself, and he said, "What do I do now?" As he held that baby, "Should I just put the baby down and get out of here? Get back on my bus?" Well, when he finally calmed down, he walked across the station to the police booth, carrying the baby, and with their help, they soon found the baby's mother. You see, the woman who left him holding the baby wasn't the baby's mother. She, the woman who gave him the baby, had taken the baby from the ladies' room. Maybe she had done it just to satisfy some motherly urge to hold a newborn child even for a few minutes. No one ever knew why that series of events happened. In a way, I thought of that true story this past week when I read the story about Simeon and Anna. St. Luke says they were in the temple every day. They spent their time in the temple. They were in the temple this afternoon when they saw Mary and Joseph coming toward the front of the temple with their 8-day-old baby in Mary's arms. They were coming to the temple to present the baby for blessing by the priest. Simeon had been there every day for years, and he knew clearly why Mary and Joseph were bringing this child to be presented to the priest. As Anna began to unpack the turtle doves and the two pigeons that Mary and Joseph brought as their offering, they handed their son. Mary handed her baby to Simeon. Simeon's great hope in life had been that before he died, he would see the Savior of the world. And here in his arms, in the front of the temple in Jerusalem, was that baby. There was a great deal of emotion and excitement in the crowd that had gathered in the temple that day. It was that kind of moment that often makes me think, "Wow, now I've seen everything." Back in 2010, when Drew Brees was the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, He had that kind of moment as he celebrated with his team their win in the Super Bowl. And as he stood in the middle of that vast stadium in New Orleans, he took his young son and he lifted him up as high as he could go. He held him up in the middle of all of those people at the end of the game. And he said to himself, "I stand here now with my little boy, and I am so overwhelmed by the cheering of the crowd. So I told my son, I love you so much. And I told him how much he meant to me and how much he encouraged me to this moment in my career. And all his family were there in the stands cheering. And then he said, we did it. Little boy, we did it. As Simeon stood there in the temple, holding Mary's son, Simeon's words echoed that same overwhelming sentiment as he said, Lord, my God, now let your servant die in peace. Some of the scriptures suggest that he was 270 years old. Now let your servant die in peace, for my eyes have seen the salvation that you have sent into the world for all people. Simeon had been promised by God that he would not die before he had seen the Lord, the Messiah. And Simeon recognizes that baby that Mary brings to the temple as the Messiah for whom he had been waiting. But what Simeon saw was far different from what he expected as the Messiah. So how did Simeon and Anna know that this 8-day-old baby was the Son of God, the Messiah that they had been waiting for years? The scripture suggests they just knew. Simeon saw the twinkle in the baby's eyes, reflecting all the candles that had been lit that day in the temple. Simeon saw that twinkle and knew that soon that child would be a light to the whole world. We bless candles on this day here at Epiphany, candles that will be used here at church and candles that you have brought that you will use at home. Candles that were blessed in the church on this day now for centuries were thought to have special sacred power. The priest would say, wherever these candles shall be lit, may the devil flee away and fear and worry go away. People took candles home from church in those days to be lit during a thunderstorm when they were afraid or when someone was seriously ill. A candle blessed on this day in the ancient church was often put into the hand of a person who was in bed dying. And these words were said, Lord, now let your servant die in peace, according to your promise. What a family member was doing by placing a lit candle that had been blessed at the church in the weak, frail hand of their loved one. What they were doing was encouraging that dying person to hold on to the promise of eternal life and to use this light that they could still see as light for the journey. We all know that life can be uncertain. God knows this morning the things that concern you, things that may worry you. That's why every year at this time of the presentation of Jesus in the temple, God Himself is asking you, will you hold my baby? Will you hold my baby, please? Just like He asked Simeon that day in the temple. For through God's child, this Christ child, God is able. When we hold Him close, God is always able to calm our worries and to still the uncertainties in our life. God can make all things right for you through that child that Simeon held in the temple 2,000 years ago. Because that child that Simeon held that afternoon is our Savior. The only one who can really calm your worries and still your concerns. Today, God wants you to hold that baby in your heart and to repeat the words that Simeon spoke that day. Lord, now let me live in peace, for my heart feels your presence near me. You are a light in my life. And you are the glory of people everywhere. Are you willing to carry God's baby in your heart? Will you let the child of God calm your life? Amen.